This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even with college tuition being what it is, one doesn't normally think of higher education as a business opportunity, but perhaps one should. Consider for a moment all those incoming freshmen. Gone are the days when maybe a faded comforter from childhood or a couple of posters from the bedroom at home were good enough. Students these days, well, they're more sophisticated. They want fancier accommodations and high thread count sheets, which gets us back to the aforementioned business opportunity, what retailers call ready-to-go merchandise delivered straight to school. Marketplace's Renata Sago has that story from Orlando.
It's move-in day. Students and parents haul hand trucks across the lobby of the freshman dorm at the University of Central Florida. It's the start of a new and scary chapter for 4,000 first-year students. Belle Staffiero is moving in her daughter, Gabrielle. This will be the 18-year-old's first time away from Westchester, New York. But she has everything to make her 170-square-foot dorm room feel like home.
She practically brought her whole closet.
She's got velvet hangers, space savers, and a box. There's a Brita pitcher.
And look at this thing.
That's a husband pillow. It's, like, comfortable for studying on your bed.
Oh, and she had to have the UGG comforter.
Gabrielle received a dorm checklist as soon as she got her room assignment from the university. Her mom shipped some items, others they ordered online for in-store pickup. And while inside the store, they got sidetracked.
Every time we were walking down the aisles, oh, I need this, oh, I need this.
Gabrielle's mom says she spent more than $700 in three stores. Her money's part of the $25.5 billion consulting group Deloitte estimates parents will spend on dorm and school supplies this year. Rod Seitz heads retail distribution analysis at Deloitte. He says retailers are starting to
realize how big the actual season is.
Big box stores have created sections where parents and their kids can pick up a desk stapler, a shower caddy, blankets, pillows, all in one swoop. Online retailers are offering bundles. In one click, you can get any customized variety of
things like comforters, bedding, might be night lights. It could be storage units. We've seen much more focus, especially for incoming freshmen.
Sides says parents spend on average $1,000 to $1,400, and that's mostly at brick-and-mortar stores. They can walk in and see what they're buying. But since we're talking room decor, we're also talking a niche market. Jeff Goronsky says high demand for specialty items in one click have opened the door to a handful of online dorm room outfitters like his, Dormco.
We carry hundreds and hundreds of styles of different comforters.
He says one of the company's top sellers is its 44-piece College Essentials dorm set, which comes with bed risers, custom bath towels, and even a loofah. Goronsky also partners with universities to deliver dorm and school supplies right to campus, a different landscape from when he started the business in 2004.
It was really more almost treating it like you're going away to camp. Oh, you're going away for the semester. We'll see you in the summer. And now it's treated as like the teenager or young adult's first home.
College costs more. Students are traveling farther. Some companies are seeing this trend as an opportunity to expand their reach. Chanel Wazirali started Roomify in 2013, selling dorm supplies. Now, the online retailer offers themed apartment decor with items that change throughout the year. Customers can text orders, and local service reps are college students. He says the idea is for them to get used to the convenience.
And feel like, you know, we're that one service provider that they want to come back to.
Who says you don't need bedding beyond graduation day? I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.
Not to be a downer or anything, but once you finish college, you're probably going to spend at least a couple of years working in a cubicle loathed by modern office workers far and wide. But the idea of the cube started with some really good intentions. We've got a really interesting history of the modern cubicle. Seriously, all you have to do is say, "Make me smart," to your Amazon Echo.